Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between, throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown. Let's do this thing. We're talking basketball tonight. We're talking a little Charles Schwab golf. We'll talk a little UFC. Talk a little NHL hockey. Pete Yiannopoulos is going to step up and in. Always good when we go to the University of Yiannopoulos. The University of Yiannopoulos, former assistant coach, actually, with the UMass Minutemen when John Calipari was there, when they were good. Pete was one of those white kids, you know, in the suits at the end of the bench type of deal. So yeah, Pete Yiannopoulos, our basketball insider, is going to step up and in and join us. We do have quite a bit of NBA talk. You know, something I want to focus in on actually tonight, because this is getting real, guys. It's getting so real right now. NBA players are starting to realize they can't bang Instagram models when they're in Orlando. like other leagues, it's about the money and stuff. Like with the NBA, it's not even about the money. Like the NBA, it's not like even about the money. They, you know, they agreed to play. They're like, all right, yeah, we'll do this, we'll go. And now they're really, it's settling in for real. They're, you know, I don't think they actually ever read the full quarantine protocol. And they're starting to realize, they're like, you mean I can't order a hooker like to my hotel room? It's like, no, you can't. You're not allowed ordering a hotel. You can't order a hooker, you know? Like, you mean I can't like slide into some chick's message on Instagram and invite her? Like, you know, what's James Harden going to do? Like, I don't know. This is going to be a great test, actually. It's going to be a great test because, like, James Harden, this guy probably has sex like Will Chamberlain did type thing. Like, I'm telling you, Harden, like, gets his groove on. Is he going to be even better right now? You know what I mean? Is he going to be even better? Or is it going to be, like, sort of like, nah, he's screwed because he's not himself because he's not nanny. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and NBA players are starting to realize, they're like, so you're telling me, like, really, there's no visitors and stuff? No, man. You get a conjugal visit if you make it to the second round, bro. That's how this thing works. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's roll. Let's do this thing. Sports Rage, late night. I'm Morenci. Kicking it. Thursday night throwdown edition of the program. You know, it's nice to be back in the saddle again, so to speak. It's not like this is our first rodeo or anything like that. But we started the late night show on Sunday night. The week has just flown by. It's been a lot of craziness and literally and figuratively madness on the program this week. And it's great because, you know, I always expect after every show, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, when's my phone going to ring? When's the email going to come in? Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm sort of like, you know, like, we're like, I'm sort of like a meth dealer, like opening up the blinds and peeking out the window and hoping the cops aren't there. Like, you know, I look out the window, you know, and it's like, I look at my email, I'm like, all right, good, good. There's nothing, you know, but our boy Yang doing a great job. Very, very great job. Right now, kicking it in the NYC HQ. I hear Yang talking to our guest that's coming on right now during our break. And he's like, I just have to let you know, you please have to watch your language on this program. And I'm thinking, dude, you need to tell that to the callers, all right? Not the guests. The guests, we don't need to worry about the guests yet. Yang's shaking down the guests now instead of the callers. You got to shake down the callers. Although I know you did warn the callers as well, but that's why we've got that's why there's a beep and a delay. Let's bring in Pete Annapolis right now. Watch the language, Pete. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Yang told me what to do, man. I'm just following Yang's orders, brother.
Yeah, I like it because our callers are all crazy. So, like that he shakes you down. It's like, I'm thinking, yeah, you got to shake the callers down, not the guests. Like, Pete, don't worry about Pete Annapolis. But Pete, it's great to catch up with you. So I was just kidding around. But I am kidding, and I'm not kidding. And let's just be real. You know, it's funny when you hear these other leagues, NHL players, they're like, well, you know, we need a waiver, and what's the escrow about? Major League Baseball is just point blank. Yeah, we're not doing it unless you pay us like full type of thing. NBA, it's not about the money. NBA in the last couple of last day or two, Pete, there's all these stories. There's basically a bunch of NBA players that are like, man, this is pretty like harsh. And it's one of these deals, Pete. They never read it. They never read the agreement, Pete. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, whatever. I'm in. Now, you know, they're sitting around smoking a bowl. And they're going over, and they start to realize they're like, whoa, I really can't leave for real. And then they're like, whoa, I can't have any like women here. And I'm not even kidding about this. I said this earlier. So what do you think, Pete? A guy like James Harden, and I've seen James Harden do it firsthand. Okay, I've seen this guy drink all night and look fine in the morning. So you know this guy parties his ass off all the time. You look at Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson only cares about chicks. Like a lot of these guys in the NBA, that's their thing. Like they're not cokeheads. They're not like, you know, drunks. They might smoke a little weed, but some of them are driven just by tail, so to speak. And is it going to help them that they're going to be focused suddenly? Like is, you know what I mean? Is suddenly Ben Simmons going to be better because he's not worried about meeting Kardashian after the game? And going back to the hotel to the Ritz, or is he going to throw these? Is he going to throw them off? A guy like Harden that has sex three times a day every day, they're suddenly not getting any, Pete. What do you think? You know, they don't ask you questions like this on other shows, do they? We're getting to the real heart of the matter.
Yeah, we're getting to the real stuff right here. No, listen, Gabe, at the end of the day, it reminds me a little bit of the World Cup of soccer. And there's some traditional old school coaches that would say to their players from some, you know, European country, no sex during the World Cup, guys. We got to be focused. We need high performance here. So, I mean, listen, I spoke to a couple of agents in the last couple of days, and their job is to protect their players, protect their brand, and make them really look good. On, but specifically off the court. You brought up James Harden. There's no question. He's had his jersey retired in the strip club. He makes it rain all the time.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. He could shoot threes on and off the court. I mean, he's, you know, that's what he does. And James Harden, God bless him. I mean, he's allowed to do that. He never really gets into trouble off the court. That's how he likes to spend, you know, his time. But I think right now, yes, players want to play because they understand the monetary implication if they don't play for this year and specifically the next couple of years. So their agents are telling them, listen, you got to play because the money that's going to be lost will never be recuperated. So I think the NBA, first and foremost, are going to have the bubble in Orlando safe. I think the players, and again, they're regular human beings. They have regular jobs like all of us, but at the end of the day, they're not paid like everybody else. And I think their agents are trying to explain that. And hey, you're going to have half the teams that are there, they're going to be eliminated after the first round. So it's not everybody that's going to spend the next 2.5-3 months in Orlando. And I could tell you one thing, there's worse places to stay in the world than Orlando for a couple of months. So I think the players will be okay, Gabe.
Well, it's funny you say that because they're telling players to chill out, basically. And I've said this all along, actually, for players that were, like, suddenly Carmelo Anthony is talking. Well, I don't know if I want to go. It's like, well, whatever, dude. You know what I mean? We're going to play without you, whether you come or not, bro. I didn't even know you were still in the league. And, you know, and secondly, it's like, dude, you're on the Portland Trailblazers. You're not going to be there long, Melo, okay? like, it's one of those.
Right.
Let's just be real. Like, the Washington Wizards can plan. Like, they're going to be there for 17 days, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these teams, and all kidding aside, they've actually done it because now, like, they've figured it out. 14 of the 22 teams will be gone in 53 days. And so it's a 53-day venture for 14 of the 22 teams. You know, that's the way that it breaks down. Only four teams are going to be there after 67 days. So it actually is long, though. When you hear it in this term, Pete, it's like, yeah, they're going to be there for 2 months. Like, you know, even going into the finals here. I don't know. Like I said, bro, guys, we might get, like, the best basketball we've ever seen because these guys aren't hungover all the time. Or are they just going to get hammered? Are they going to pull a Michael Jordan and play piano, Pete, in the hotel room all night?
Well, I could tell you one thing. NBA players, NBA coaches, NBA agents, they're very resourceful. So if they're going to, you know, if players want certain things, I think they'll be able to get certain things to happen in that bubble in Orlando. So I'm not worried about that. But it's interesting. I interviewed Chris Boucher at the Toronto Raptors today during a media video conference call. And he was saying how excited the whole Raptors are to defending their title. And that going to be playing in a sense of, like, scrimmages in practice. And as you know, Gabe, when guys practice and they scrimmage against each other, that's where you have probably the best ball because the guys are so competitive. It's a close atmosphere. You remember the Dream Team in 1992 in Barcelona. They probably had the best scrimmage of all time when those 12 players went after each other. So I think it's going to be different. There's going to be logistical issues in terms of they won't see fans. Will they have music? Will they have crowd noise? At the end of the day, this is an opportunity for guys to win a championship. And when you think of a guy like James Harden and Russell Westbrook, the clock is ticking. I mean, their window is closing. And if James Harden wants to be considered one of the best players and best shooting guards of all time, you look at Michael Jordan, he's got 6 titles. You look at Kobe Bryant, he's got 5 titles. You look at Dwayne Wade, he's got 3. James Harden's got none. Russell Westbrook's got none. This is their opportunity. LeBron James understands. He just watched the Last Dance documentary of Michael Jordan. He's 3-for-9 in the finals. Michael's 6-for-6. If LeBron wins a 4th with the 3rd different team, can you believe what that's going to put in his legacy? So I think the player's going to be all out. Giannis, the Greek Freak, this is his chance. Does he want to be considered one of the best guys? the best players, LeBron, Giannis, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, they want to play. Everybody else will follow, with all respect to Damian Lillard and Carmelo Anthony.
Well said, Pete in Annapolis. All right, we'll take a break in a second. We'll bang more basketball on the other side with Pete. Always great talking hoops. And you're right, man. I'm getting fired up right now. I'm telling you guys, Nick Nurse is a great coach. He's been coached in unique situations. He's coached in different countries, in various leagues. He's going to have these guys ready. I want to get Pete's take on that picture. The pictures we're seeing right now, the transformations. Nikolai Jokic, he looks like Al Sharpton now. Marcus Saul, man, unbelievable the shape he looks in. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, I don't know what it is about Pete Annapolis. We're going to the University of Annapolis tonight. And I always get so fired up and ready, you know, to watch and play basketball. It's his passion for the sport, unparalleled. Pete Annapolis kicking it with his RDS television analyst, regular contributor with us on the nation, the loudest station in the nation. A shout out to all of our radio affiliates in the overnight hours tonight. We're talking basketball right now with Pete, former assistant with the UMass Minutemen. And Pete, I was getting fired up about what you said about Chris Boucher. And I really look forward to, you know, Boucher is a kid, of course, Oregon Ducks. He got hurt in the tournament. You know, he got drafted late by the Warriors. He's finally starting to develop a little bit. I just can't wait to see, like, the development of a guy like Chris Boucher, of a guy like Terrence Davis that was contributing. And I saw Davis saying that, he said, you guys don't know, man. He said, I'm going to be a big part of this coming back. He said, I'm going to make a difference. And, you know, I love the hunger of the Toronto Raptors. And, you know, you rattle off some of these storylines. All right, Toronto Raptors, once again, flying under the radar. Nobody believes in them again. They're 24-1 to win the championship. Nick Nurse is the winningest coach in NBA. Has the best winning percentage of any coach in NBA history that's coached a minimum 100 games or more. And they got that championship pedigree right now. Marcus Saul is in great shape. Ibaka is ready to go. They're both them. Van Fleet, they're all in contract years. There's so much to like about this Raptor team. But you mentioned it, Pete. The legacies. Like LeBron James wins. Like people are talking about asterisks. Guys, people are going to look back on this. It's going to be even a cooler championship to win. They're going to say, man, we won that year. We won 2020. I'm telling you, Pete, LeBron James wins. He wins with another team. Like, come on. You know, that's just over the top if he wins with another team right now. Kawhi Leonard. If Kawhi Leonard somehow wins with the Raptors, goes to the Clippers, carries the crap-ass Clippers, who have never won anything, to a championship, he's starting to get into the conversation amongst the best players of all time with his resume, and he's not even 30 years old, et cetera. You talk about the Greek Freak, and there's just so many other storylines as well. There's a lot to look forward to here, Pete.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I can't wait until the season starts, you know, a quick training camp, you know, finish the regular season. You know, if we look at the Toronto Raptors, again, they won 15 games in a row this year. They're 46-18. They had probably the most injuries of any other team in the NBA this year, yet they keep on winning. You mentioned some of the young players in Chris Boucher and Terrence Davis. Norman Powell is finally healthy. You mentioned Gasol has lost the weight. You know, he's one of the dominant centers defensively in the NBA. He completely shut down Joel Embiid last year. The Sixers want no part of the Raptors and Marc Gasol again. And Kyle Lowry's rested. You know, Van Vliet's a closer. OG Anunoby is a guy who's versatile, who could defend multiple positions. And you got Pascal Siakam, who's emerged, you know, as a guy that could be the next superstar, right? So, and Nick Nurse is a guy that's so innovative, not only on the offensive end, but defensively. Last year, box in one, triangle in two. He understands the NBA today and how to leverage his players and their capabilities and their strengths. I believe that Toronto Raptors are going to be extremely difficult to beat 4 out of 7 just because their core has been together over the last 3-4 years. They know how to win. And even last year when they won, these guys were all business. They're not here to say, oh, my God, this is a shock. They knew that they were going to win. So I think in the East, yes, Milwaukee, Giannis, his legacy. You know, what is Eric Bledsoe going to do? I mean, is he going to step up in the playoffs? I think he's the key. You know, George Hill is the backup. You know, Budenholzer is not afraid to put him. Obviously, Middleton is a guy. Is he really a number two guy that could help, you know, Giannis? The Lopez brothers in there shooting their threes. Milwaukee's going to be tough. Boston, you know, Kemba's there. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. And what about the Sixers? You know, this is the end of the road here for head coach Brett Brown. If he doesn't get to the finals, he's fired. And, you know, they got Simmons and Embiid. So the East is tantalizing. And then you got the Pacers with Oladipo that's healthy. Jimmy Butler with Miami. Man, the first round is going to be exciting in the East.
You know, I'm firing off poll questions right now live as we hear me typing away. I'm asking who do people think are going to win the NBA championship? You know, I know you know you're going to get some real great answers in the middle of the night here too, Pete. I love it. the crazies. But I went with the four teams. I went with the seeds essentially. So I asked, all right, Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, Raptors, and then we get into the others here: Celtics, Nuggets. Let's say, you know, so 76ers, you mentioned the Pacers. What about the Nuggets, and what about Nikola Jokic? You've seen it in Pete. How do you make this? Hey, listen, you got to be happy the guy, you know, lost all that weight and stuff, because, you know, his conditioning wasn't fully a problem, but it was. And he's just kind of sloppy with the ball late in games. That's a problem, but he hasn't played with this new body. I find it kind of weird, though, the transformation of a body, and now you're going to play, and he hasn't played basketball like this before with this. Kind of interesting, but what do you make of Jokic's transformation? Looks like a completely different person.
Well, when you look at the Denver Nuggets, traditionally, Gabe, I see this team as a regular season team. They haven't proven they could win in the postseason. Yes, they have the advantage of home court playing in Mile High, but that is gone right now. Who is the guy who's going to take the last shot? I love the Canadian from Kitchener, Ontario, Jamal Murray. He has the swag. He has the confidence, but he has to prove it in a 4-7 playoff series. Can they get over the hump? But like you mentioned, the key is Jokic. New body. Is he going to be comfortable playing that way? He has such a great vision. He could distribute. He could facilitate for so many players and his teammates. But at the end of the game, I mean, the NBA is about making shots when it counts. And I think that Jokic is going to have to really dominate the ball a little bit more. He likes to play at the foul line, extended three-point line. I need him to post up a little bit more. I need him to get to the foul line. He's a pretty good free-throw shooter. Because at the end of the day, I don't want Gary Harris. I don't want Will Barton Jr. taking those shots. I think that, you know, if Denver's going to make any noise, it has to come from Jokic. But I think it has to come with Jamal Murray making big shots. Defensively, I like what Mike Malone does. He's got that intensity. I'm not buying the Denver Nuggets right now, even though they're playing right now without a home court advantage. I think this really hurts them more than anything. But is Jokic a guy that could really dominate the board and score? I'm not quite sure.
Pete Annapolis with us. So, Pete, there was a lot of talk about, all right, teams are going to be able to bring a couple of more guys out on the roster. But who are they going to be able to sign? And, you know, they had pretty tight rules, and the NBA players union was like, guys, like, we can't, you got to loosen up a little bit and give us a little bit bigger pool of players to sign. They're going to be available. So now if you're on a roster this year or last year, actually, you're available. You're free. And it's already started right now. The Lakers can't sign everybody, but the DeMarcus Cousins to the Lakers talk has already started. J.R. Smith is out there. Jamal Crawford is an interesting three-point shooter. Those are the three name players that people are talking about that are available, are going to be part of this pool that player that teams could sign. But no one knows, you know, the international world. No one knows everything, you know, as much as you do. So I'll throw any of these three guys have an impact. And is there another player that the mainstream that we're not thinking of? Like, you know, forget about those are three big names. How much do these guys really help basketball teams right now? But is there another player you're like, yeah, you know what? This guy is actually someone to watch out for. What's your take on that?
Well, I think DeMarcus Cousins, man, he had that contract offer in New Orleans, 2 years, $40 million. He declined it, became a free agent, signed with the Warriors, then goes down with the injury, the ACL, then again with the Lakers this year. So I think he could help a team. I'm not necessarily believe that he could play with Anthony Davis with the Lakers. I think at the end of the day, Davis has to be a five-man. They're older with the Lakers. I think I would like to get a guy who's a little bit more up-tempo. Jamal Crawford is a guy that I believe could still score. And I think he's accepted his role already as being a sixth man. So I think if you're a team that could utilize a guy, some extra scoring, maybe the Sixers on that second unit, they lost a lot from last year losing J.J. Redick. I think that he could be a guy that I would like to sign. J.R. Smith's a guy, listen, we all know he's explosive off the court. He's a guy that's a little bit volatile, but at the end of the day, he's been around the game a lot, played in a lot of championship finals. And I believe that when he gets hot, he can make some threes. So I think if you surround him with a veteran core that could contain and control him, JR could be a guy that could help some teams in this type of format because he's unconscious. He doesn't care. He's going to go out and he's an underrated defender. One thing about JR, he doesn't get enough respect. And you guys saw him with the Knicks. For a few years.
Well, we saw him defend his truck. I saw him defend his truck last week against the.
Yeah, and you know, don't piss him off if you're an assistant coach because he'll throw a hot soup at you. We know that he's done that before as well. So, is there some European guys right now? It's tough to break those contracts and to come and play in the NBA. So it would be difficult for that to happen.
Anyone that's already under contract there, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. But I think Crawford and Smith, because of the position that they play, these guys could still score, although some NBA general manager won't be hesitant because they probably believe they have enough right now with what they had heading into the latter part of the regular season, heading into the playoffs. I look at a team like OKC that not a lot of people talk about, Gabe. You got a guy like Chris Paul who's coming off one of his best seasons on a team that was supposed to be a complete rebuild. They're a contender right now. They got Shai Gilgeous Alexander. They got the point guard, Schroeder. You got Steven Adams in the inside. You got Gallinari, who's a face-up four that is a matchup problem. You got Lugans Dort, the Montreal kid that really is a lockdown defender. Billy Donovan is an excellent coach. I don't think anybody's going to want to play OKC in the first round in that type of format. No home court advantage. And these guys are just going at it and don't care. The wild card right here in the West are the Houston Rockets. You know, they got rid of Capella. I still don't understand that move. But that Tony believes that they can play small. All right.
Hold that thought, Pete. Just keep Pete for a couple of minutes on the other side. Get a sleeper from him. Bet your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, late night. Anger management class continues. I am your professor. A little midnight madness right now with Pete Yiannopoulos. We're going to the University of Yiannopoulos right now, talking some NBA basketball. We'll just keep Pete for a couple of more minutes. We appreciate him joining us in the late night hours, but everyone's getting fired up. You know, Peter, this reminds me. I love the sport of basketball so much. It reminds me, man, even when, you know, me and my boys used to be drunk, you know, it's like, you know, you get back home from the bar and stuff like that, and it would, the smack talk would start. Next thing you know, bro, like, we're playing for money in the dark, man. Outdoors and stuff. It's like we're all drunk. Like, I'm sure you've been there, right? Like, basketball is sort of the one sport that, like, everyone has played drunk. It's like, yeah, all right, I'll play it for money right now. Like, I'm like, sometimes I'm a good three-point shooter when I'm hammered, Pete, like Brick City, buddy. Like, I miss it, but I think I'm good. It's like me gambling. I think I'm good when I'm drunk, but I'm really not. That's another story. So before we get you out of here, listen, FanDuel, the official sportsbook sponsor of Sports Rage Late Night, has some interesting props up about teams making the playoffs. And, you know, once again, Pete, and I called this, though. Remember when we had the Kobe format? And, you know, I was like, man, you want to honor Kobe. Why are you, like, screwing around like this? Why are you making it so weird and add this and 24? And Kobe already took the game seriously and all that stuff. And then we saw it was the coolest thing ever. And it was like, wow, man, that really worked out. And everyone was like, man, this NBA stuff is confusing and it's ridiculous and all this type of stuff. And then after you sort of absorb it, you're like, you know what? It actually makes a lot of sense the way that they made it. There's eight games. And I find it interesting, the play-in stuff. They really are giving teams a chance, but there's not a lot of wiggle room. So case in point, Pete, Washington Wizards, can they come back? They're 5.5 out. They have to get it to 4. I.e., they got to win 2 more games, etc. So they can't pick up 1.5, and you know what I mean, in even games. So they got to pick up 2 games on a Magic. The Wizards would have to go 6-2, the Magic 4-4, or 5-3, and the Magic go 3-5. Are you buying into that? And or I'll tell you, me, I am buying into the fact that the Pelicans are going to crash the party, bro. The Pelicans are crashing the party. And I think they're gonna get there. They're gonna get there, and they're gonna at least make this a play-in. So just to throw it out there right now, the odds right now: will the Memphis Grizzlies make the playoffs? Yes is -160. Will the Pelicans make the playoffs? Yes is +360. Will the Magic make the playoffs? It's 30-1. Yes. Phoenix is 55-1. Portland is +420. The Sacramento Kings are +850. San Antonio now without Aldridge, +1,700. The Wizards now, +1,400. And Brooklyn are 30-1 to make it. Let me ask you quickly about the Wizards, Pete. They're 5.5 out. Do you think they can catch either Brooklyn or the Washington Wizards and force a play-in series?
No, they cannot. if John Wall was playing, maybe. I did a couple of Washington Wizard games as I broadcast them against the Raptors. They're not a very good team. And with all due respect to Bradley Beal, even when he goes for 50, that team is not made. I mean, just them being invited there, they're the only team in the East. It's so bad after the 8 seed. So, again, they just have to get within 4, but I think Orlando's going to pull away. I think the real excitement, Gabe, is in the West. And there's no question about it when you look at Zion, with Brandon Ingram and Jrue Holiday and J.J. Redick being there and Lonzo Ball playing better and shooting the ball better from 3. Man, they're going to be so good. And I think that the Blazers, you know, I don't think the Lakers want to play Portland. And I don't think they want to play Zion in the first round. They want to play Memphis. And Memphis is going to be good down the road. And Ja Morant, Jonas Valanciunas, I mean, they had a great start. But I think Portland, you got Lillard and McCollum, you know, Nurkic is coming back. You know, Whiteside's going to want to, you know, hopefully he'll be engaged and enriched in Orlando, and he might step up. But I think that there's definitely going to be that play-in game is going to be New Orleans against Memphis or Portland against Memphis. That will be, unless Memphis completely loses all their games. So I'm so excited about what's going to happen in the West. Can you imagine Zion against LeBron in the first round? You know, I had the Pelicans making the playoffs if Zion was healthy, and I think that right now the Pelicans, put the money on the Pelicans. Zion is the next super stud in the NBA, but he's got horses around him, and they got a pretty good coach in Alvin Gentry who's been around the game. Hopefully he's allowed to coach, the West is going to be tantalizing in terms of the games that are going to have to be played and the play-in. You only get one. I wish they had two play-in games, probably like, you know, the 9 against the 10 and then play the 8. But I guess we'll take the format that they're giving us right now.
Yeah, and the format is, so let's say that the Pelicans get it to within 4 games of the Memphis Grizzlies. They would play, but if the Grizzlies beat them in the first game that they played, it's over. Like, Memphis move on. The Pelicans would have to beat them twice, right? So that's correct. To make it fair for the teams that are already in the 8 seed. It's like, you're kind of screwing us here, right, by making us play in this thing. So it's like, all right, we're screwing you, but we're going to give you a game cushion, right? You only going to have to win one more game, even if, like, and it really is fair for everyone. Like, the more it sinks in, it's like, you know what? It actually really is fair for everybody. And just for, you know, and here's a little bit of good news on the way out here for everybody. The NBA's moved up the target date by one day. Even better, Pete. Even better, buddy. July 30th instead of 31st.
We'll,
you know what? Tomorrow, maybe they'll say the 29th. I wonder if they're one. I wonder if they want to avoid having the game 7. Like, if the NBA Finals go game 7, it would be October the 12th, which would be Monday Night Football. You know, and it would be Monday Night Football. They want to go head-to-head. ESPN and ABC have the rights to both anyways. I think it's the Chargers and the Saints. I think it's the Chargers and the Saints. Okay, so last question, I promise. You and I, and, you know, this is actually the new podcast, too, Pete. So we do this live. It plays on overnight radio on hundreds of radio stations everywhere across America. But since we're not doing Morenci Unfiltered anymore, this is sort of the new podcast. So everyone who was listening to the podcast all the time through the pandemic and The Last Dance, me and Pete did a recap each week of The Last Dance. And, you know, Jordan sort of took offense to the Republicans buying sneakers, too. That it wasn't, you know, he basically said it was one joke. It wasn't like my stance on things. It was a joke that I made on the bus once when somebody said something to me. And it stuck, and it really has stuck to him over the years. Like, that always comes up. Well, you know, Jordan, you know, he wasn't much of a Muhammad Ali type. Well, after all this, Jordan just dropped a bomb, and $100 million bomb at that. What do you make of this, Pete?
Well, I think that Michael Jordan undoubtedly is the greatest player to play the game. He's probably the greatest athlete to ever play the game. He's the GOAT, 6 for 6. You know, winning has a price, leadership has a price, and I think everybody got to see what Jordan was all about, the way he overcame adversity and won on the court. I think that these players, there's cameras on them all the time, and that was, he made a comment or a few comments, and they took that quote, and it stuck to him. For him to do that, he's not putting in $1 million, $5 million, $10 million. He's putting $100 million of the Jordan brand name and himself into this cause. And I think that's probably going to go down as his ultimate win. Jordan is Teflon. You never bet against Jordan. And right now he's proven to everybody that when it was time for him to make the ultimate statement for the Black Lives Matter movement, he stepped up. And congratulations to Jordan. But I think right now for him, it's just helping people, educating people. And for me, I mean, this guy is just the greatest. And I think right now, the move that he just did, the donation, it just tells what him and his family are all about.
Yeah, well said, Pete. I think we feel the same way. And this is a big mic drop, like, F you to everybody, right? Don't tell me what I do and don't do and who I've helped. Because people have said behind the scenes, a lot of players have said, you guys don't know, man. They said, Jordan's gotten people jobs. He's done this. He's done that. He's helped people. Like, you know, he doesn't advertise it. He's a private person. But it doesn't mean he's a patron saint. And he's not. He's not. He's not Colin Kaepernick. But as his exact quotes were, we have been beaten down as African Americans for so many years. It sucks your soul. You can't accept it anymore. This is a tipping point. We need to make a stand. We've got to be better as a society regarding race. And Sounds like it's a tipping point for him, too. You know, that he steps up and he puts $100 million out there. And it just goes to show how cool he is, actually, Pete, that this guy just drops $100 million on something, puts his name on it, makes this statement that we need to do better. And then, oh, yeah, go catch is a 430-pound fish after.
With a nice cigar. With it. Yeah. Right? He's Michael. He's the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT. Everybody ever wanted to be like Mike, and he continues to mic drop, as you just said. Just an incredible contribution that Michael Jordan did.
Yeah, and his shoes are, like, the hottest shoe on the market again still. So, like, he just keeps winning all these years later. Pete? We always win when you come on the show with us. Great, great stuff, man. We could talk all night, but I know it's late. I really appreciate it. Can't wait till you and I start talking about the games. They're coming up, buddy. They're around the corner.
Can't wait, my brother. Always a pleasure, Gabe. Talk to you soon.
There's Pete in Annapolis with us. Yeah, I could keep Pete all night, man. Like I said, me and Pete, we were doing the basketball podcast throughout I want to say through the summer, because, you know, it was like nothing else was going on. It wasn't summer. It was just during the pandemic. You know, we were stuck in the New York Weehawken, New Jersey studios. And, man, the shows would always fly by. But great stuff talking basketball with Pete. And, you know, listen, Michael Jordan, as I stated, you know, if you're unaware, like, Michael Jordan's legacy, that's always been a thing with Jordan, that, well, yeah, he's great and stuff, but, you know, he's not the nicest guy. He hasn't, you know, what are his political stands and stuff like that? And he basically said, like, in The Last Dance, he said, people wanted me, like, to have political stands. He said, I didn't follow it. Like, he actually, sort of like Sidney Crosby, I think. Like, Jordan said, I will only focus on being a basketball player in my own life. Said everything else was just sort of, you know what I mean? And, you know, I understand, like, he marketed stuff, and it was a joke. It wasn't like he got all defensive and said, oh, Republicans, like, buy shoes, too. He cracked it as a joke once, and it was picked up, and it just sort of lived on forever after the fact. And, look, like, Jordan's mother actually wanted Michael to endorse a candidate. And in hindsight, I think he wishes he did, just because it was against, I think it was against Jesse Helms, who was racist. But Jordan's mom was upset. She's like, you know, if you would, like, do an ad, you know, you would help this guy win. And Jordan said, I don't know this guy. And he goes, I don't really like politicians. I'm not going to, like, just, you know. So Jordan basically said, I'll give him money. So Jordan donated money. But he didn't do the ad after the fact. You know, Drew Brees actually threatened to sue his mother. His mother's passed away now, but Drew Brees' mom was like ran for office. Except she was like kind of left wing. Drew Brees didn't want any part of it, and he threatened to sue her if she mentioned basically his name in her political ad. It's called World. Sports Rage Late Night, Hour 1, flying by. 844-843-6879, Vent Your Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Some late night shredding. I like it. Some late night shredding. All right, thanks to Pete Annapolis for joining us in the first hour of the program. Is just wrapping up hour number one. We'll go into level two in a couple of minutes. So we talked NBA basketball for the most part. We'll get you caught up to date, get you the overnight odds for the Charles Schwab golf tournament. As golf is back, and slowly but surely, sports are returning. The MLS announced their groups for their World Cup format MLS Championship Tournament that's also taking place in, you guessed it, Orlando. So the MLS, I look forward to seeing some odds posted for that tournament. I look forward to breaking it down. You know what's cool about the tournament, too? It's not all that far off. They're going to be starting on July the 8th. So, a little less than a month away right now. We have to wait a little bit longer than that for the return of National Basketball Association. So the Major League Baseball draft has been going on. And I've been seeing some people tweet about it and talk about it. But, like, really, I feel like zero excitement. Like, I have, like, the same level of excitement for the Major League Baseball draft as I do when I'm, like, flicking the channels on TV. And, like, I'm like, oh, look, the Ellen DeGeneres show is on. Or, look, Dr. Oz is on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel nothing. Actually, you know, that's not true. That just angers me. The Major League Baseball draft doesn't anger me, but it kind of does. It's like, whatever, man. You know, you guys are drafting players. So, what, you want to rip these guys off? Like, you know, worry about the players you have now. You know, like, honestly, like, I'm so done with baseball at this point, and not because of the players, like the owners, just, you know, the entire operation is just like, it's, you know, they make like the garbage and waste industry seem clean. Like Major League Baseball, they're the worst. They really are. Actually, I don't know. I guess all these owners just suck. Late night anger management class, vent your rage.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.